The annual Salvation Army report reveals 60% of Australians believe the wealth gap between the rich and the poor is growing, and nearly 70% know someone who's finding it difficult to pay for the basics, such as electricity and shampoo. Salvation Army Appeals Director Jeff Winterburn says this report confirms the hardship Salvo's clients are experiencing.
Almost one in four clients say they're a lot worse off. That's 65% of the Salvo's clients have had to cut down on luxuries because of economic conditions. 51% of clients reveal they've felt stressed about the future.
He says the report hopes to raise awareness of how tough it is for low-income earners.
We need to let the people know what's going on out there, and the report tells it how it is. It's crisis times, you know. The needs for funds are critical.
Mr. Winterburn says funds are stretched thin, with 80,000 new people turning to Salvos for help each year.
It's quite desperate times, and the Salvos need to have the volunteers to help us door knock and also to have the people give generously to this appeal.
Sue King, Director of Advocacy for Anglicare Sydney, says more people are also turning to Anglicare for help.
Anglicare Sydney is very concerned about the levels of rental stress and the cost of living that are arising. So we are very concerned about the people coming through our doors. And yes, we've got an increase in our turnaway rate, and our emergency release centres are working to capacity at the moment.
She says charities are doing the best they can, and the rest is up to the government.
The charities are working at full stretch at the moment. I think government needs to increase the safety nets and utilities. They need to increase rental assistance to families who are privately renting. They need to expand the affordable housing stock. So I think there's a lot the government could do.
Ms. King says the increase in the price of basic services is forcing low-income earners to make tough choices.
Winter's always a really difficult time for people coming through. Sometimes they have to make a choice between heating and eating. We know people who are throwing out their heaters altogether and just going cold.
Expert in poverty, Professor Sue Richardson from Flinders University, says the rising cost of living is hitting those without expendable income the hardest.
There's no doubt that if you have a low income, for example, if you're reliant on social welfare benefits, you don't have margins. And so when you have to spend more on these basics, then, you know, what you have to give up is something that you really value. You don't have luxuries that you can do without so easily like people who have higher incomes.
Robert Tanton from the National Centre for Social and Economic Modelling at the University of Canberra says in the past 5 years, incomes have gone up more than the cost of living, but those on the lowest end of the income scale aren't reaping the benefits.
People like low-income single mums are about $8 a week better off over those 5 years. And when we look at expenditure, the typical household spending on food has increased by about $11 a week.
Frank Stilwell, economic inequality expert at the University of Sydney, says right now the wealth gap is growing.
Just out this week is the latest issue of the Business Review Weekly that certainly shows that the rich are getting richer.
He says this increasing gap is unhealthy for society.
Major inequalities between rich and poor are socially damaging. They undermine social cohesion, they undermine the productivity of the society, they create social problems of physical and mental ill health, they create problems of crime, and ultimately they don't make people happier.